This is episode 1937 of the Who Cares News for Monday, March 29th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
The original Jake from State Farm. Remember him?
Yeah.
Starting the famous commercial. That was back in 2011, by the way. He was actually a State Farm employee named Jake Stone.
No way.
Yeah. Now, the new cool. Jake from State Farm, who took over the role last year, is an actor named Kevin Mims. So I saw the real Jake in the first commercial, didn't you?
Well,
that
of
they
course.
Redid.
Yes.
They redid the first one. Oh, I'm talking to Jake.
Khakis.
Khakis. I love that.
But do you think that Jake, the real Jake, is jealous of
no, he's not
the
jealous.
New Jake?
He's probably a vice president at State Farm now. Miller Lite was originally called Dablinger's Diet Beer when it was developed in 1967. I think Miller Lite's a better name, don't you? Dablinger's Diet Beer. The estimated real estate value of the land in Central Park in New York is over $500 billion. Wow.
The Central Park?
Central Park. It's big.
Holy moly.
It's big. It's big. The very last line of Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing, you remember that song?
Yes.
Which you can barely hear as the song fades out, is please don't procrastinate. It's not good to masturbate. It's in there.
No way.
It is.
I've never heard that.
I knew that. And there's a pro wrestling move.
Did you ever heard
it? I not. But I've heard this.
Is it subliminal?
It's in there. There's a pro wrestling move called the choke slam where the wrestler lifts his opponent up by his throat and slams him to the ground. It was invented during an amateur wrestling match by the world's most famous wrestler, Abraham Lincoln. Ding, ding, ding. And that's some random facts for today. It's time for the Who Cares News on this Monday, the 29th of March. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jeez.
What's going on?
The first quarter of the year is already over.
Shush.
I know.
Shush.
I'm working on my Christmas list. Okay, so Sharon Osbourne, she's decided. Decided to leave the talk.
I don't think she had much choice.
You don't think so?
I don't think so either.
Yeah, CBS.
No.
CBS did a statement.
They issued a statement.
Yeah. The events of March 10 broadcast were upsetting to everyone involved, including the audience watching at home.
No, I missed this.
I did too.
I mean, I heard she defended Piers Morgan.
Right.
And I don't know what she said that came off as racist or not. I don't know.
Evidently, her friends were given questions, or the co-hosts.
Right, they were given.
Were given questions.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
I'm almost afraid to because I'm going to just say, what the what?
Yeah.
And then go on about my life because there's a reason this is in the Who Cares News.
Yeah, there is a reason.
Because I don't
give
a crap. Okay? Let me continue with my crapless
story.
Sorry.
Crapless. We're crapless.
All right. So where was I? That's right. Well, CBS. CBS was making a statement.
CBS
As
made
part
a statement.
Of our review, we conclude that Sharon's behavior toward her co-host during the March 10 episode did not align with our values for a respectful workplace.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was that bad, huh? Now it makes me want to go watch it.
I didn't realize she had been on the show for all 11 seasons.
Really?
Yeah. So her buddy Pierce defended her, you know, because she defended him. So naturally he has to defend
her. That's not good. That's like Charlie Sheen, you know, coming out and defending you for anything. But why this guy? You know, this is the wrong guy. Well, she defended him first,
right? At least Charlie Sheen had tiger blood. Jeez. What's Piers Morgan got? He's no tiger blood.
He's just a meanie.
All right, so
just a meanie.
It's kind of ironic because defending Piers Morgan on the show was
but that's why it got her in trouble.
Her downfall.
Because he left and you know, she made a big deal of it. And I didn't hear what she had to say about Meghan Markle.
Well, so Piers said their cases were a far bigger issue than one delusional duchess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get that.
So.
Yeah, but he's out of work too. They're both unemployed.
Now, you know, they can start their own show.
They could. It could be the Piers and Sharon show.
Sure.
Why not? They've got the same accent. You know?
Yes.
You know? Like,
They do.
And then they can be upset with the Royals.
Well, yeah. They can be upset with whoever they want to.
And then they could have, you know, Ozzy guest on
or,
as
yeah,
a guest.
Yeah, guest or Ozzy.
Maybe Kelly. Wouldn't that be fun? The Osbournes doing a talk show. They did a podcast, you know. Good luck to you, Sharon. We're sure you're going to land on your feet somewhere.
All right, so Beyonce.
Oh, yeah, Beyonce.
Beyonce really needs to work on her security issues.
Really?
Yeah, she does.
What's
she
up?
She has storage units in Los Angeles. They were broken into, and the thieves got away with more than $1 million
oh, my gosh.
Worth of luxury handbags and dresses.
Why would she keep that stuff in
I know
a storage
I
shed?
I keep all my stuff in storage units because Lord knows my closet can't hold it all.
And you talk about storage wars, would have been...
I'm actually talking about Barbie dresses. she has real dresses. Three storage units rented by her production company.
Okay.
They were burglarized twice by the thieves earlier this month, and most items in the lockers were owned by Beyonce. Now, what does that tell you? Twice. Either
security's
it's an
inside
not job,
good. Yeah.
Inside job.
No.
Or
no.
Really, security. She needs
was,
to. See,
was,
yeah.
was that the only lockers that got broken into?
Well, in January.
Mm-hmm.
In January, I got a message from my bud, Miley.
He did?
Yeah, it was... I'll play you the recording.
Oh, but...
Yo, Morgan.
Yeah.
Storage unit got broken into. My teddy bears. So my teddy bears were stolen. They were stolen.
I thought she would have told us that when she was here on Friday.
I would have thought so,
yeah,
too.
I guess she figured you.
She just started sobbing after that. I couldn't understand what she was saying. So.
I was thinking about today. Yeah. Wow, $1 million. Now, this does, I mean, when you say storage wars, I mean, this is like, who should have gotten those storage lockers?
But
man?
It's like they have these storage units, and so are the storage units with the production companies together? Are they separate?
Well,
but
maybe.
But I'm thinking it's inside.
It probably is.
That's too convenient to get, you know, hey, you know what? Beyonce's door was unlocked, so let's go in again.
You mean the big sign outside the storage place that said celebrity storage wasn't a big enough thing? Millions of dollars stored here.
And it must have said, this one's Beyonce's. Beyonce's storage locker right here.
$1 billion in storage.
How do they know? You know, who knows that these are the...
No, I know. It's inside. Yeah. Okay, you're Beyonce. You got a bunch of, you know, couture. And it's like, she's not going to wear stuff that's been in storage. Is she really ever going to wear stuff that's in storage ever again?
No. She's
even
not
Halle
wear it more
Berry
once.
Wouldn't wear stuff that's in storage. She would never wear that. I know.
No,
look at the look on your face.
Phoning it into Halle.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Sorry, Halle.
That's all right.
Just another day.
Well,
living the dream.
Yeah, at least her storage is safe.
At least her storage is safe because she'd beat the crap out of whoever wants to get it, break into her storage.
Right.
She'll hunt them down and pound the crap out of them.
Yeah. More Who Cares coming your way tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.